A full minute of applause greeted America's new top diplomat.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Kerry went on to introduce family members, his wife, Teresa Heinz, and longtime staff members. And then he noted the historical surroundings and the significance to his own life mission.
It is really special to be here in Faneuil Hall. This is the place where Frederick Douglass gave a rousing Independence Day speech that stated that we cannot celebrate our freedom until all are as free as they are created equal. It's here where stirring cases were made, rousing exhortations for abolition and for women's rights and peace, some of those things still elusive as I stand here tonight.
Kerry, in the waning moments of his career as a politician, took a direct hit at conservative orthodoxy that views America as a model of exceptionalism.
And everyone here knows we are an exceptional country. But we're not exceptional because we say we are, or because of birthright. It's not automatic. Being exceptional is not on automatic pilot. Being exceptional requires not that you talk about it. It requires that you do exceptional things. And we have to continue to do that.
The former senator also cautioned the nation about the consequences of congressional gridlock.
The unwillingness of some to yield to national interest is damaging to America's prospects in the world. We're quick to talk about the global economy and global competition and global opportunity. But it's our own procrastination and outright avoidance of obvious choices that actually threatens our own future. And other nations, believe me, are very happy to step up and fill the void when we leave them that opportunity. If Washington favors inaction over courage and gimmicks over common ground, then we will fail to move forward. But it's not just that we're going to fail to move forward, folks. Is that we will actually fall behind.
John Kerry then told a story about traveling to Vietnam with Senator John McCain and standing in a prisoner of war cell where McCain struggled to survive for 5 years. Kerry said at that moment, he and McCain vowed to work together on behalf of the nation, a story that he said is still relevant today.
We found common ground in that cell, and I'm telling you, if John McCain and I could find common ground in that cell, every United States senator can find common ground on the floor of the United States Senate.
When Kerry came to Washington as an anti-war protester in the 1970s, he railed against U.S. foreign policy. Now he will lead that policy as the nation's top diplomat, taking on issues of vital importance, from North Korea's long-range missile development to Iran's nuclear ambitions to the continuing social and political fallout from the Arab Spring. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.